We try to play with great pace. We try to play with great pace. Ran a lot of pick and roll, pick and pop type actions. Oh, you'll see us play. Some people look at the guy next to him and say, what the hell was that shot? Hell, I could have been Gronk before Gronk was Gronk.
Welcome back to another edition of Coronations of Bangarangs and Daggers. I am your host, Patrick Hart, and clicking and clacking and making noise in the other end of this podcast is our co-host, Nate McHugh. Nate, how are we, sir?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what you just said, but if you're referencing my green marker, it's just a very loud clicking sound, which people love. Listen. Yes. So I'll put that off to the side and I won't touch it again.
Clank.
What? Clickly clank?
Nothing.
Clank, clank. So, yeah, just
We got another night of great reception, don't we?
Yes, we do. So,
it's a running joke now that you do an interview with somebody, it turns out well. I do an interview with somebody, it turns out well. We do a podcast with each other, and we have constant issues.
Yep, especially Monday nights.
It doesn't make sense.
And that's by my fault.
For those of you sitting at home, we usually record these on either Sunday, but mainly Monday nights, right around 9:30. So that's kind of, you know, main time for people. They're home from work, they're tired, they're laying in bed, and they're streaming online. So that's probably what's happening. And we both live in small towns, so we don't exactly have, you know, fiber optic cables coming into our homes.
Soon, someday,
or places of work, depending on, you know, wherever we are at. So. Yeah, hopefully Google, please come. We do have fiber optics in Newman Grove. It's just for businesses, though. And when they put it in, I asked them, they updated our business. And I asked them, like, hey, so when can I get this in my home? They're like, yeah, it's really cost effective for you to have it. But right now, I'm kind of thinking the price might be worth it. So anyway, dude, we're a month and a half out from basketball?
I think 50 days from either the first game or the first practice. I think the first game, maybe.
So I think the first game, exhibition is November 4th, right, Doan? It's the first game, and that's without the secret game, which most likely will be Iowa State. Because it's always Iowa State, isn't it?
Well, we got a connection there with Hoiberg, so it could be.
Well, now we do. But no, fall's here. We got warm school nights. The crops are turning. You know, we're in the heart of college athletics right now. Football's playing. Yeah. Nebraska volleyball's number one again. Finally.
Yeah,
we'll most likely be playing
Stanford.
Number two Stanford when you are listening to this.
There we go. Good recovery, man.
But no, we have some basketball to talk about tonight. Dude, this is cutting out, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We do have some basketball to talk about tonight. The Fan Day Fest, which is September 22nd, and our very own Nate McHugh will be at, right next to his best friend Rick Ross, is sold out, right?
Yeah, that's, I was surprised that they sold, I mean, when they say sell out, I mean, the tickets are free, at least, that's my understanding. I didn't give them any money for my tickets.
This is Nebraska sellout. In other words, tickets are gone, doesn't mean everybody's going to show up, but the tickets are all gone.
Yeah, I mean, and it helps that, you know, now we know Ohio State weekend, Ohio State, we play them. We already knew that, but it's going to be a night game, and I guess that's actually a pretty big deal for Nebraska basketball recruiting. And so
be
I guess
huge
they're
for Nebraska basketball. You're right.
Yeah. So bring him in on Friday, bring him to the Fan Fest and let him go to town, you know, enjoy the crowd, the music, you know, and you got to think about, I'm not a Rick Ross guy, of course, but I'm not a 4 or 5 star recruit. And they're probably the, you know, the group of people we should be worrying about when it comes to, you know, the type of music we bring in. Tool would probably not be
exactly
very good for, you know, would probably not be very good. So
I'd be awesome. Dude, you know the caliber of player we get? They would be intense.
We would get a bad basketball player. No, we get maybe like an Eastern European, you know, I could just say an Eastern European, like a 6'11", you know, center, you know, who's kind of awkward. Yeah, I could. That's who Tool will bring in.
Exactly. But speaking of recruits, Nebraska basketball had a few recruits coming in this last weekend for the Northern Illinois game. We had Donovan Williams, who's already a hard commit from North Star in Lincoln. We had Chucky Hepburn from Bellevue West, who's got quite a roster of teams looking after him or trying to get after him. And Zach Clements from, I think it's Finlay Prep. I think he's originally from Texas. But anyway, he's in Henderson, Nevada right now. But we had Chucky, back to Chucky. Chucky's at Bellevue West. He's a 3-star, kind of pushing 4 to a certain extent. He's the number 2 player in Nebraska. He's got offers from Wisconsin, Creighton, Minnesota, and Nebraska, which is not too shabby at all. We have Zach Clements, who got offers from Arkansas, Baylor, Oklahoma, TCU. I think Nebraska's in there, but it's a little bit of a long shot right now. But you never know. He's a number 2 player in the state of Nevada, which is a lot considering, well, Las Vegas is in Nevada, and Las Vegas has some pretty good basketball schools there, you know, along with football as well. But another good player, Zach's a 6'9" power forward, would be very, very beneficial to Berg, at least in, I think he's a 21 recruit. Yeah, class of 21. Chucky, of course, is 2021, of course, too. And Donovan, you know, he's a 4-star. He's number two recruit out of Nebraska. And, you know, so he's coming in this next year in 2020. But yeah, no, it was a people think that football is kind of the main draw with these big games, getting future recruits in. But I'm sure a few other sports. But yeah, no, a good recruiting weekend for basketball. What are your thoughts on some of these guys, Nate?
First off, Donovan Williams must be a very confident young man. I mean, I think his Twitter name is like 4-star or some, you know, it's just 4 stars in a row. And he seems like a very confident guy, which is great. And hopefully not too confident, but I think he's a scorer from what I've seen. You always wonder, you know, and like we've said in the past, I think the talent in Nebraska is getting better. So you always wonder about guys like that, you know, in Nebraska. You know, as far as the talent they've gone against, but again, that's what they use for. So, I'm sure you've seen some dudes. Chucky Hepburn
lining up on the AAU.
I'm sure. Hard. Chucky Hepburn, might be the future point guard when Cam Mack leaves for the NBA. You know, of course. I don't know. Yeah.
Fairly quickly.
Yeah. I mean, if we got guys leaving early for the NBA, we're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing perfectly fine.
So, yeah. But, you know, Robin Washit had he tweeted out how big of a weekend this Ohio State weekend is going to be for Nebraska basketball, which I'm thinking that, because our roster is going to be full next year. You know, we're losing 3 guys. We already have 3 commits. And so Hoiberg and the staff, they might be banking on we're going to get, you know, guys are probably going to end up transferring out. And, you know, and then it's probably good to you know, plan for the worst, or maybe, you know, the best, I guess. Depends on if some of these guys are not as good as they thought they were going to be. So, you know, we'll find out. You know, I'd really like to watch these kids in person. Maybe I will this year, if I can talk my wife into letting me leave. So, yeah.
Do you want me to do a coordination, like a field trip letter for you? I can send it to her. She signs it. You can go do your thing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'd be a great selling point. You know, I'm sure she'd be like, "Oh, I'll stay home with the children." Yes, you got this letter written by Patrick. So, yeah, I'm sure that'd work great.
Yeah, now it'd go over about as well as it would with my wife.
Yeah, like, is it all right if I leave you home alone with a kid that just won't stop whining and the other two won't stop fighting each other? Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah. Speaking of my kids, I kind of have a funny story. So I was icing my foot today, and my son, he touched it.
You broke it off on your son.
No. I have a standing desk, and I went about a week without sitting down. So I thought, oh, we'll see it. And I think I hurt my foot a little bit with these dress shoes. So I just kind of
you have a standing desk at work?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. Does yours go up and down, or is yours temporary?
It's up and down. Actually, until this last, or about 2 weeks ago, it's actually in the architecture desk, and up and, you know, until about 2 weeks ago, my the assistant that works here, her husband welded it because it was sitting on three law books on each leg because it wasn't tall enough.
The law books were going to use.
Yes. And so her husband's really handy, and he pretty much just looked. I mean, you can't even tell that he did anything. So now it's like the perfect height. And so I was standing at it too long, and you're not supposed to do that. And so, anyways, back to my son. He's touched an ice bag, and then I told him, like, you know, there's no way he's going to do it. I said, Ethan, you can watch whatever you want to watch the rest of the night, or do whatever you want. If I could set these ice bags on you, on your back, for a minute, and if you last the whole way, then you can do whatever you want. And so he's like, sure. And so he lays down. I put him two ice bags on his back, and I'm counting. And he's just like, you know, kind of pounding the couch because, you know, it's so cold. And he's getting really close to 1 minute because I thought there's no way he's going to make it. And so I start opening the bags and letting the cold water just kind of come out down his back. and he made it. you can tell he's like, Dad, the bag's opened. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know. Then my wife called me out on it.
The benefits of being a dad.
Yeah. And I thought he might last like 5 seconds. So it was kind of a proud moment in a sense. But then he wanted to go downstairs and play Mario Kart. So on the old Super Nintendo. So that's what we did.
Homeboy earned it, man.
Yeah. I was surprised that he did it.
Nice. Yeah. Do you like your standing desk?
Yes, I do. I my computer is set up so I can actually move it to my standing desk. So I like doing, sometimes I'm more productive. It depends what I'm doing. If I have a client, then I have to sit at the desk where I sit down. So it just kind of depends. So
nice. I started using about 2 years ago, I want to say, and I kind of did what you did. When you get it, all you want to do is stand, right?
Yes.
And yep. You very quickly realize that your body's not used to standing for 8+ hours a day.
Yes. Yep. And you're like, and well, my posture's not very good.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I got it is not just for the health benefits, but because I have issues. I just mentally can't sit for 8 hours a day behind a desk. And so what I do is I try to alternate. So I try to do about 4 standing, 4 sitting, somewhere in there, a mixture. And also what you might want to get is they make floor mats, padded floor mats for them. I grabbed one. Yeah. I'll get the brand to you tomorrow. I can't remember which one it is, but another person who has a standing desk recommended it to me, and it saved me a lot, especially when you're wearing dress shoes like we both do.
So, yeah, dress shoes are they're terrible for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean they're like that's why I hurt my foot is because these I'm wearing these shoes that are not meant for anything else except for pretty much looking nice with pants, you know, like dress pants.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a get a padded floor mat thingy or whatever. It'll help. Trust me, it'll add a lot of hours onto that standing.
Well, I'll take it. I got room, so.
All right. Good. We just bonded, man.
Oh, I know. I feel like we could give each other a hug. We've never met in person, but guess what?
I could have used that without the at the end.
Hugs. Yeah.
Anyway, so with the last, 87 podcasts, because it's off season for us technically, we've done top five lists, which we hope you all have enjoyed. And tonight, we are moving on to our... Actually, Nate, why don't you introduce this one?
Sure. I sent out a bunch of options, and we went with our favorite television shows. Because we did most overrated. Was it 2 weeks ago? Or was that last week? Yeah, we did most overrated, and I thought, you know what? And kind of like we did albums last week, right? And so maybe we should see what TV shows we do like, because I have no idea what your favorite TV shows are.
It's tough, so. You know? It's tough, because some, like we talked about with the most overrated, some shows, while they were good back in the day, don't age well.
Yeah.
You know, so you're really kind of not, you need to take some of these shows either on the grand scheme of things or to what it's meant to you in your life, you know?
Yes. Yep. I actually have a list. I'm not going to give eight, but so I thought while we're doing this, I'm just going to pick five of them, and a couple of them are pretty old. So, how about you start off? Cause I think I usually start off.
Yeah, you do. Cause you're usually the ones who promotes the top five, and you do a great job. So that's why I let you go first. But tonight I'll be more than happy to go first. And tonight, my number five, I'm going to go in order. For once, I'm going to go in order. So Greg, who we must mention every single podcast because he is the not the high priest anymore. He doesn't like being called high priest. It's a grand poobah, I think, of Coronation grand Podcasting.
Poobah, yes.
Yes. Grand poobah of Coronation Podcasting. So now my number five is... It's a little bit of a polarizing show now because you either had to, I think you kind of had to grow up watching it, and it was good for the time. And I think there's just certain people who just will never get it. And it is Seinfeld. I'm old enough to where I grew up my impressionable years watching Seinfeld, and I think it's great. I've watched it recently, not on a regular basis, but you know when it's on. I still think it's hilarious. I still think it's culturally relevant. It's fun to watch, just to see not just the fashion, but a lot of kind of the topical humor that they had back in the day. I think it was well written. It was well produced. Everybody was great in it, whether you liked some of the cast members that they moved on in their careers or some of the mistakes they made. I'm not going to go into that. Is beside the point. It was well done. It was perfect for the time it was made in. It represented the... And I think, you know, to a certain person, I think it will always stay fresh. I don't know how to describe it anymore. It's a very cerebral show, especially for a comedy. And I think, regardless of all that... will hold true even 20 years from now. So yeah, my number five, Seinfeld.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Oh,
there are just...
I have one. I can't do names per se.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, like I don't know the episode names, but I would probably... I think one of my favorite ones was when George started talking in the third person, and he was working for the Yankees. And this is back when George Steinbrenner was alive and running the Yankees. And he goes in for some reason. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And he gets reprimanded by George Steinbrenner. And he keeps saying the name George, thinking he's, and George Steinbrenner thinks he's talking to him. And it's hilarious. So I would say that would probably be my favorite episode off the top of my head.
My favorite is the marine biologist episode. And you know, it deals, because it all comes up to the end when they're sitting, you know, at in the cafe, and George is telling the story about, because he had to act like he's a marine biologist, and he went on the top of a whale, and inside the whale's blowhole, he has a great delivery. He pulls it out, whatever it is, and looks at Kramer and then shows him it's a Titleist golf ball, and then Kramer's like, hole in one or something like that. Oh, is, and then that was setting up for the entire episode, and I thought that's my favorite. So
it's good.
So I'll go number five ish, and I'm gonna do something a little different, I guess. So I went with
I
the
like
Chew.
The ish.
The ish. The Chew. Have you ever watched that show?
What?
You've never heard of the Chew? It's a cooking show. I started watching when it first came out. At the time it was, Michael Simons and Carla, and anyways, I didn't really know how to cook at all, and I started watching that show, and it gave me so much more confidence when it comes to cooking, and I just became obsessed with cooking for a long time. You can ask my wife. I have a library of cookbooks that I use, and she hates it when I buy new cookbooks. And so, but it's all from that show. And it really simplifies cooking and why you do things, which is what I need to hear, and not just follow a recipe. I need to know why we're doing things. And so that's my number five, The Chew.
Oh, man, I have to look that one up. What's it on?
Oh, it was on ABC. And it was usually at like noon. But, you know, I got a DVR, so it's no longer on.
When was it on? When was it on?
Oh, I think their last episode might have been a couple years ago, and I think they're on for like maybe 5 or 6 years.
Because if it was on in the last 15 years, I probably did not see it, especially if it was on network television.
Yeah, it was on ABC.
My ability to watch TV over the last 10, 15 years has been rough, so...
Me and my wife, we used to watch it all the time.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I mean, you'd have to go to probably thechew.com, but they're just people that, you know, I connected a lot with Michael Simon because he's a Midwestern guy. And, you know, he's into sports and all that, and he likes cooking. Like, he deals with a lot of meat. And then you have, like, Carla, who's, like, Southern, and she deals with a lot of Southern food. And then Mario Batali does a lot of Italian food. And then there's Clinton Kelly, who's hilarious. And I can't remember the last one. And they all just kind of worked really well together. And you can tell they care about each other. And I think that's kind of an attractive part about it. So that's why I like the Chew.
Nice.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
My number four It's kind of an unknown. It only aired. Let me correct. They only made 6 episodes. They only aired 2 of them. And they aired them out of order. I am talking about the ABC messed up marketing, messed up promotion, just they bungled this so badly. But the show is great and I love it. It's Clerks the Animated Series. Did you ever watch it?
I've not seen that. Is that based off of the movies?
The movie Clerks by Kevin Smith.
Yes. Yep,
back in the late 90s, Kevin Smith pitched Clerks the Animated Series, and it was picked up by ABC, which is a mistake if you've ever watched any of Kevin Smith's movies. He is not made for network television. Well, maybe now, but 20 years ago, definitely not.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, so what he did is that he made this cartoon, 6 shows. ABC picked it up. They aired it out of order, which was bad because it was kind of meant to be played in order. And it was canceled after 2 episodes. Well, a couple years later, they put it on DVD. Because back in the day when something got canceled, but it kind of got the cult following, they put it on DVD. And I got the DVD when I was in college. I watched it multiple times. The only thing better than the show itself is the director's commentary. Now, for those younger people out there who never got into DVDs, who watch everything streaming, back in the day when you got a DVD, you got multiple options on how to watch things. And one of the cool things what they did was that they had the directors watch the movie as it was going and talk about it as the movie or TV show went on. Well, Kevin Smith and everybody who was involved with it did that for all 6 episodes. And it was hilarious. And very quickly, they basically just start talking about why this show failed and all the issues they had. So it's more than just 6 episodes. It's 12 because you watch it once just straight through. And the second time you got to watch it, you got to listen to the director's commentary. And it should have went to someplace like HBO or Showtime or somebody who could handle it. It wasn't crass. It wasn't dirty. It was actually very campy in a lot of ways and had a lot of great references, great cultural references, which Kevin Smith is known for. And if they ever picked it back up, it would be great, because I could see him just running with it like none other. So, yeah, my number 4 is Clerks the Animated Series. If you want to watch it, Nate, I will be more than happy to send you my DVDs.
Go ahead. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I seriously think so highly of it. I'm probably one of 8 people in the United States. I like Kevin Smith. He's one of my favorite directors. I'm not like a straight up fanboy. There's a lot of stuff he's made I don't care for. I'm not the type who loves everything he's made, but this is one of those things where it should have happened, but it didn't. So my number 4, it's a show I've always said, the show that never really happened, and that's Clerks the Animated Series.
I've never heard of it, so yeah, that's good. Educational. This is education, you know. We're learning about shows that lasted for 6 episodes and they aired it in the wrong order. And that by itself should make it a cult classic.
And you thought Firefly people were bad.
I have no Firefly.
That was another reference. Okay. All right. Never mind. We'll talk later.
Okay. So I'm on number 4. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm more about the first like 4 or 5 seasons. I love like every episode. We would, you know, me and my friends, you know, we'd always, you know, quote them and reference it, you know, like Kitten Mittens, you know, Charlie Kelly and, you know,
Milksteak,
you know, they got a ton of stuff and they got, I don't know if they could do a lot of the stuff they did back, you know, like, the dentist system, did you watch all the episodes? Or not all the episodes, but...
I've watched a lot of them. The cool thing about that show is that you can watch them any episode, any season, and it's all relevant. It's all... It all just mushes together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, it's kind of like Seinfeld in a way where it's... It's really just each step episode kind of sits by itself or on its own.
Yeah. You know, you have some shows like you watch earlier seasons, earlier episodes, and you're like, oh, yeah, this hasn't aged well. This is dated.
Yes.
This show's not that at all. You can watch a first year episode and then I think they're on their 13th or 14th season, aren't they?
They're still making them.
It's been around that long is what blows me away. But you can watch a second season episode and like a 12th season episode and it's like nothing. It's like they didn't skip anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the first season, at least, I think they recorded like on their own like camera that they had and then sent to, I think it was a Comedy Central or I can't remember now. But if my wife loves a show and I love a show, you know, it's kind of like, because that does not happen very often.
It's gold.
Yes. And so we can watch it together and she loves it. I could bring up the Kitten Mittens clip and she'll just die laughing. And so
that's how my wife and I were with House of Cards.
Before
stuff got weird.
I watched like two episodes of that. And it's, I think I've mentioned before, it's hard for me to get into shows that have already kind of gone through two or three seasons. I feel like I have to catch up and I just like, yeah, whatever. And House of Cards, I think I got one or two episodes. So, and that goes with like a bunch of other shows. But anyway, so that was my number four, I guess.
Nice. Very good show. My number three is Parts Unknown.
Did you ever
get an Anthony Bourdain? Yeah, I'm not huge on reality. Documentary stuff I like, and this kind of goes on both. I loved Anthony Bourdain when he was with the Travel Channel. And I liked it when he moved over to CNN because I think CNN gave him more room for political.
And money.
Yeah. CNN needed him. And he also got a lot more, he got a bigger budget. Yeah, some money. And he also got a little bit more creative freedom with what he did. So it went more less with food, more towards the travel and the cultural aspect of it. Anthony Bourdain was a phenomenal storyteller. I always viewed him as kind of like he was a chef, like a decent chef, but nothing special on like the macro scale. But he was a great writer, great storyteller, and he was very captivating in pretty much everything he did. You know, you could tell he put a lot into it. He was highly flawed, which is, you know, a conversation for another time. There's issues, there's things about him I didn't care for at all whatsoever. But, you know, his show was just phenomenal, and he could take areas of the world, areas of the country, and make them absolutely interesting, riveting. I think I saw on the internet somewhere he's the only person to go into West Virginia and leave with West Virginians happy with how he represented them. You know what I mean? Did you watch that episode? I think it was the second to last season or whatever that he did, and he did West Virginia, and it was a great episode. Like, it makes you want to go to West Virginia, which a lot of people, I think, go in there and they don't portray certain areas well. And I think that episode alone just really did a great job with it. He really took a lot of what binds that state together and he did them justice. And I think he's done that for a lot of countries, a lot of cities, just a lot of areas across the world. And, you know, he's gone. It's sad. I wish, you know, like everybody else, that never happened. But what he left us in terms of TV shows and books was very, very influential and very good.
Yeah, I have a list. I have a list. Like, I didn't write them down. But in my mind, I have a list of, and it's three of, I would say, celebrities that when they ended up overdosing or killing themselves, that I was actually like affected by it, like not even for a day or even for, you know, and Anthony Bourdain's one of them. And I think that's a great, you know, I was talking to my wife about making this list of TV shows, and I'm like, I know I'm missing like three or four TV shows I know that should be on there. And this is probably one of them because I love his shows. When he went into South Carolina, Charleston, and he went to a Waffle House. And I've never
with Sean Brock. That was a great.
Yeah.
YouTube. Go YouTube it.
Yes. It's a great, I had never been to Waffle House until then because my wife, cause she's from the South and she's like, no, she says, Waffle House is, no, it's not good. And I'm like, you know, if Anthony Bourdain can enjoy a Waffle House, I want to enjoy a Waffle House. And so I've been a couple times since. You know.
It's a good basic greasy spoon.
Yes, and it's quick.
It's great. It's
really cheap, and I have nothing bad to say about it. I think it's got kind of a bad name for itself, but.
Well, it's from the South. It's more towards the South and eastern half of the United States. We don't have a whole. I don't even know. Is there a Waffle House in Nebraska?
No, there's not. The closest is Kansas City.
I was going to say Kansas City. I know there's some in Colorado because I went to a couple when I was in college out there. We just don't have it around here. You know, we've got other things.
If they put a Waffle House in Lincoln, like somewhere. It would do really well.
It'd do very, very well. Yeah, no, it's Waffle House is awesome. I'm with you. I love Waffle House.
Yeah. His episode in Iran, I thought was really, really good.
Really good.
Yeah, Montana was really good.
Montana was beautiful. He represented that. I mean, he made Montana's a very beautiful, poetic state within itself, and he took it to the next level.
Yes. Yeah.
Like he just made it. What was the author he interviewed there? He wrote Legends of the Fall. Oh, God. He died not too long ago. I can't think of the author. Anyway, he interviewed him, and it was really good. We could probably do multiple episodes over. Like,
we could do a list of our top five favorite. And I'd want both Parts Unknown and his CNN. Oh, what's it called? What's the CNN one?
You mean the Travel Channel.
Oh, the Travel Channel. What's that one?
I'm blank. No Reservations.
That's right. No. Yeah, I read his book, Kitchen Confidential. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But
anyway, we should probably move on.
Yeah. Okay. is that your number three?
That was your number three.
That was
that was my number three. It's your turn. You're number three.
Okay, number three. I still don't know which one I want to pick, but I go with Cheers. I'll put Cheers and MASH together. I don't know. They're just shows that I watched growing up, and I could watch them again and again and again.
MASH always came on after the 10 o'clock news.
Yes, absolutely. And, 10:30. Yeah. And, my brother and I would watch it together. Cheers. It just seemed like you wanted to go there and hang out with those people,
become an alcoholic.
Yeah, become, you know, they had so many lines like, you know what, you know how you feel smarter after having a couple beers and, you know, because.
Well, of course, you sat next to Fraser Crane.
Yeah. Well, no, it's, do you remember his line? You feel smarter after a couple of beers because it kills some brain cells and I guess a herd is only as strong as its weakest link. So you're killing the weakest brain cells. So that's why you feel smarter. It's something like that, but.
It's been probably 20 years since I've seen it, so yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Those are my three, I guess I would say.
Nice. No, Cheers is a great one. Have you ever been to the bar in Boston?
I have not been to Boston. That is on my list. I mean, because I want to see my wife and I are trying to go to every Major League Baseball stadium, and we're at 10 or 11, and we want to do Boston and New York at the same time.
Nice. So. Very good. All right. My number two is a newer one. In fact, it's new in the last probably 3-4 years. And it's not of this state. It's not of this country, but it is of this continent. It is Letterkenny.
Oh, man.
Letterkenny is a show from Canada. And it is about this small town, farming town, and their problems. It's about 5,000 people, and it's hilarious. People, this show is smarter than you. It's more rural than you. And it's way more entertaining than you. It's better probably right now than anything on American TV. It's on Hulu. And the upcoming season is coming in October. So get your Disney Hulu ESPN Plus bundle and watch Letterkenny. It's hilarious. And I will take that to the grave.
Very good.
It's got tons of memes. Look it up on YouTube. It's funny. I guarantee you've probably seen something in relation to it without knowing what it was. But yeah, check out Letterkenny's.
I think the most popular is the steak one. When they're talking about the steak, like how to cook a steak.
Actually, I think it's the cold one where they go through the alphabet. Check out Letterkenny Cold or something like that, and they go through the alphabet of. It's so witty. It's so well written. It's phenomenal. Yeah, check it out. Letterkenny Alphabet or something like that on YouTube. You will appreciate it even more. So yeah, my number two, Letterkenny.
Okay, my number two, I'm going to combine two more just because I kind of think of them in the same vein. One's really new, and that's Yellowstone. And then Justified.
You're combining them both?
Yeah, because they're kind of – it's a very edgy – okay, I'll just do Yellowstone out of that. Forget I just say anything about Justified. I don't like, you know, I really enjoyed this past season. I'm not going to say it's my favorite of all time. I just was, you know, making a list and I'm like, you know, I really like Yellowstone. It's kind of a lifestyle, you know, that I never got an opportunity to live because, you know, my family doesn't own a single ounce of ranch land or, you know. And I just kind of think it'd be a lot of fun to learn how to do, you know, to be a rancher and things like that. So, and then there's a
move 4 hours west.
Yeah, I guess I could have, but family business says no. So
you can expand.
Kevin Costner, if my friends know, I am not a big fan of him, but I think he's pretty good in this. But he's not the reason why I think the show is really good. So, yeah, I go number two, Yellowstone.
Nice. I've heard good things. I've read good things. Where can you watch that one? Is that streaming?
No, it is. See, I just set my DVR up and I don't even know.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not AMC, I don't think, but.
TCM?
I don't remember.
That's fine. Click, 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 click.
Paramount. Really?
That's Paramount's funny. Paramount's a TV station now?
Yeah, I guess so. No,
good,
yeah.
Good for them. They're staying relevant.
Yeah, I know I just searched for Yellowstone and I just, you know, recorded it. So I guess I didn't even notice what channel it's on. So Paramount, yeah, good for them.
Cool. All right. My number one, it goes towards my earlier grunt, and that is Justified. Justified is my number one, which I recently found out in the last couple months is technically considered Southern Gothic, if you're familiar with the literary reference.
Yep.
Which kind of makes sense if you think about it, which also references a music genre, which I also found out about, and of course I also love. But anyway, Justified. It's about a federal marshal who gets... He's based in Florida at the beginning, and he has a bust or whatever where a guy dies, and his local higher ups are sick of him, so they send him back to his home in Kentucky, which he doesn't want to go back to. So he's stationed at Lexington, which is really close to where he grew up, and of course his family's, you know, got some troubled past, and all of his friends have troubled past, and he's constantly having to. God, I'm making it sound really boring. It's a really good show. I don't know what to say. Timothy Oliphant does a great job. He's this federal marshal who wears a cowboy hat, and everybody makes kind of fun of him for wearing a cowboy hat. But it works. you know? And, you know, it goes through all of his issues. It goes through all of his cases, and the guy's got a lot of issues, trust me. Best season by far, season number two, with Mags Bennett, one of the best, best bad guys that TV's had in a long time. It went for five seasons. Is that right?
Yeah, something I think like so. That. I think, yeah.
Not to kill it off at number two, because the other seasons were very good, but it's just a great show. Well written. Everybody did their parts very well. I think it represented the area very well. Not that I know anything about coal country Kentucky.
I was going to say,
Harlan County. It's based out of Harlan. A lot of the storylines are based out of Harlan County, which, if you've ever watched a documentary from the 1970s, Harlan County, USA, about basically, yeah, the coal strikes and everything down there, the coal issues, unions and whatnot, you'll see a connection. Yeah, you'll never leave Harlan alive. So yeah, number one, Justified.
Yeah, they're hanging out in communities where the stereotype is that the people who live there never leave. They have never come out of the mountains of Kentucky, type of deal. You know, so he's a court or federal marshal, right? That is always walking on the line and then going over it. You know, and so
he like jumps.
Yes, that'd be true. And he's barely keeping his job. He's barely keeping his job, and he's shooting people, and then, you know, of course, I thought that was a good one. My number one is Band of Brothers.
Ooh, miniseries count.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
Does now.
Yeah, it does now. Well, you have one with six episodes where they...
it got canceled.
Yeah. Band of Brothers, it's about World War II, Easy Company. The thing that hooked me is that before every episode and at the end of every episode, they have video clips talking to the actual people who are in Easy Company in World War II. And it's so awesome because the actors look like them and sound like them. So you're seeing them, you know, 60 years later, as you know, they're older, and then you go back and, you know, essentially back in time during the war, and you feel like you're watching them almost like these are real people, you know. And then you get to the end, the last episode, and they're playing baseball, and you're learning what each person, you know, is doing after, like, you know, one went home and became a police officer or whatever, you know. And so I think by far it's my favorite TV show, I guess, if that counts as a miniseries. So yeah, that's my number one.
It was great, and it was a big deal when it came out. I remember shortly after I graduated college, I pirated it, and I spent an entire weekend, and I'm not talking like, well, I watched it an entire weekend, and I'm not talking like, hey, starting at 10 a.m., quit at 10 p.m. I'm talking like starting at 7 a.m. and maybe took a couple breaks here and there and was like watching it like 2 a.m. Like I watched. Good. Yeah. I mean, it's just you watch. It was probably my first major binge. But I feel okay with that right now because I own the DVDs box set. So yeah, whoever got paid for that got their money from me.
Yeah, I had heard good things about it, I think, and I don't know why I remember this, but I bought it at Best Buy, and I believe I was a senior in high school, so I had, you know, a very part-time job, and it was $89.99, I think, and I'm like, why am I doing this? But I bought it, and immediately, I'm like, it was worth every penny. It was, you know,
something
about it. Yeah, it's so well done. You connect with everyone.
The music, you don't get emotional at some point, especially at the very ending, you have no soul.
Yes, I agree with that. So,
and this is somebody who listens to black metal on a regular basis. uses.
Yes. Mastodon. A guy with, if you listen to Mastodon.
Mastodon's not black metal.
Whatever, I don't know. Black metal, is that like a...
Say Immortal. Just say Immortal.
Okay, so then what'd be...
Dark Throne. Just say Dark Throne.
Dark Throne.
There we go. Black metal.
There you go. All right. Well, those are our top five TV shows. And I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm like, dang it. Because I know I'm missing like two or three. So at least you help me with one, which would be Parts Unknown. So...
TV is evil. You should not watch much of it, but there is some very, very good stuff out there.
And in the words of Patrick Gerhardt, go outside, right?
Yeah. Yes. You read my flags.
Go outside. That's
thanks for listening, folks.
All right. Bye.